squish urine, and then you had a Bischel. So I think we've covered it, you know.
The Chazan.
Right. We should. Okay.
It's well done.
Right, exactly. Okay. So we know the first halacha in Shin Chavav Sif Aleph is also lirchot kol gufo. A feel called Aver Ve'Aver Levad. That is, you can't wash your whole body with hot water on Shabbos. Even if you go, you know, one limb at a time. Even if you go one limb at a time. Feel b'mayim shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos. And even if it was heated up from before Shabbos, it's still awesome. Because that's the Gzeres HaBalon. Okay. So there is a famous Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the second page here. Take a look on page 2 in Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Shalom. Page 2. So we're talking about you can't be roichet kol gufo b'chamin. So Zok Rabbi Akiva Eiger on page two, mitzta'er afal pi she'eino choli kol haguf yesh lomar de mutter lurchots. So he says a chiddush that if a person is a mitzta'er, even though he's not a choila, he's just a mitzta'er, is mutter to be roichets b'chamin shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos. It's a chiddush because there's a gzeres chazal that you can't be roichets b'chamin shehuchmu b'Shabbos, even me'erev Shabbos, your whole body. So if I could understand if you're a choyla, so then you can be mutter. But here he's saying even if you're not a choyla, even if you're a mitzta'er.
Yeah.
So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that it's mutter.
This is because most people would fit under this category.
What? Most people would fit under this category. Yeah. Yeah, especially.
Today, when once upon a time people were not so talking about these things.
Right.
It changed. In Europe, people didn't pay more than once a week usually, but in America, people paid every day.
It's a whole different thing, yeah. So that's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So let's see if everyone agrees to this chiddush or not. So let's look in the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos on page 3 in Shun Zayin Sif Hei. So he says like this: Dover she'enu melacha, ve'enu osul asosu b'shabbos al mishum shvus. But something that's only a derabbanan. Mutter Yisrael lomar legoy lasosu b'shabbos. So that's the din of shvus to shvus, that you can tell a goy to do a derabbanan for you on Shabbos. That's why it's a big discussion about if, like, you know, what you hold electricity is. Because if you hold electricity is only the Rabbanan, so then it's going to be ready to be a Shvus to Shvus. If you hold electricity is a Daraisa, then it's not going to be a Shvus to Shvus.
What's about the mitzvah by Shvus to Shvus by electricity?
Achveis, maybe he has to go to shul, or, you know, like not driving, like an elevator, shilas, things like that.
What's about the mitzvah?
But to go to shul, to...
Is that a mitzvah?
Or... It doesn't only have to be mitzvah. Or mitzvah's holy. I think this is Rav Soloveitchik discussed about here and about going to... yeah. So, Yeah, I think Rav Soloveitchik thought the elevator. I think Rabbi J.J. Schachtel said maybe if there was a Shvus to Shvus, whatever. I forget who told me. Maybe. Yesha Mixes Choli. Oh, let's see else. Tzorach Ludover Tzorach Harbe. Or it's a big Tzorach. Oh, Mipnei Mitzvah. So what's the case? Kate said, "Omer Yisrael Lagoy B'Shabbos Lalos Be'ilon Lahavi Shofar." Right. In other words, you need a shofar L'skoat Kiyas Mitzvah, so you can tell him to go on the tree. Even going on the tree is a drabon.
But you don't use the
shofar. You don't use the shofar on Shabbos, but you use the shofar on the second day. So he's going to go up on to get the shofar. Oh,
Shalom
Aleichem.
Good,
how are you? Yeah. Yeah, we're going. Thank you. Havi shofar, Scott Kiyas Mitzvah, Olavi Maim Der Chotzer, Shal Irver, Lucha Posbo Habit Steyer. So he says, say you have a place they didn't make an Eir Chatzeris. Say you assume like an apartment building, you need an Eir of Chatzeris. Let's assume like that, right? In other words, you're not allowed to carry in an apartment building, even though it's all indoors. But unless you have an Eir of Chatzeris, which is a din d'rabbanan, that you can't carry from one person's Rishus HaYachid to another person's Rishus HaYachid, even though there's no Rishus HaRabim Bemtza. So I can't carry from your apartment. Say we live in the same building, on the same floor. So I can't carry something from my apartment to your apartment on Shabbos unless there's an Erev Chatzeris.
Does that apply to taking something out of the building, straight from your apartment?
Yeah, you have to get through the hallway.
Well, to take out of the building,
the hallway,
yeah, you can't even take from your apartment to the hallway.
It's the hallway permitless?
No, hallways are a Rishus HaYachid, and your apartment is a Rishus HaYachid. But the hallway is the public Rishus HaYachid. It's not only you, it's for everybody. And your apartment is only for you and your family.
Is the whole building covered? Only two? Say, me and my neighbor, we make it. We're on the same floor, he's around the corner. We make it in a room. Is it covered the whole building?
You have to mezake it for the whole building.
Yeah.
But the pashtus is, like many point out, if you live in an area that has an Erev, any communal Erev, they make an Erev Chatzeris also. And so that's how an Erev works. They put up the strings, but after they put up the strings, then they're mezake an Erev for the whole community. So that would be also for the apartment buildings in the community. But if say a person doesn't use the communal Erev, right, because he thinks it's maybe a Rishus HaRabim, then he has to have a separate Erev Chatzeris for his building.
What about in a rental building where they can walk in?
Wait, who can walk in?
The owners of the building. They own all the apartments. Like one entity owns all the apartments in the building.
Right.
And they, you know, if they feel like coming into the apartment, they'll come into the apartment.
And they can, what could they do there?
The parents, whatever.
Right. In other words, if it didn't, the Gemara says if you have Tfisus Yad Balabais, then you don't need an Erev Chatzeris. So the Pashup Shot means that if somebody could say, I want to put my belongings, I have an extra suitcase, and I want to put it in your apartment, and you have to keep it there. So then I have Tfisus Yad Balabais, and then in all the apartments, so then there's no need for Erev Chatzeris. Rav Moshe had this chiddush that even if you rent a fridge, right? But you're using the thing that the guy is there. So you're renting that, so even that's called Tfisus Yad.
The area underneath the fridge.
No. He says whenever there's stuff in the apartment that's not yours, that's kept there, even though you're using it, that will exempt from having an Erev Chatzeres. Yeah, the stove, the fridge. Others say no. Others say that the whole idea of Tfisas Yad Bala Bayis is that he can put something in your apartment, to say very Shuri's points out, that you can't use. That's Tfisas Yad Bala Bayis. But that he can put something in that you're renting also, that's the Chiddush of Rav Moshe. That's also called Tfisas Yad Bala Bayis. Yeah. So say you didn't have an Erev Chatzeres and you want to get something from your apartment to the other apartment, so you get a goy, because carrying in the building itself is only drabonin, and the goy is drabonin, so it's a two drabonin. So if it's a makom mitzvah or a tzorech or something like that, so he gives an example. So says Rabbi Kivager again, look on the bottom here on page 4. Mashon on the mitzdayer mutter lirchotz afil gufo b'chamin shehukbu b'erev Shabbos v'kiel yosef mishar shvusim kevin shu osu rach mikor gzeres habalonim. He says that, in other words, there are different levels, as we discussed in the past, Dr. Einstein, that there are different gradations of drabonins. Not all the rabbanans are equal. So he said, Shecht has a whole piece on this, but he says that since it's only a gzeira, there's nothing wrong, technically speaking, with heating up water from before Shabbos, because you're not doing anything on Shabbos. But we're afraid that if you're going to heat it up before Shabbos, then the non-scrupulous bath keepers will heat it up on Shabbos and claim that we did it before Shabbos. So he said, so now no one's allowed to go into any hot water on Shabbos, because we're afraid if we let you do it on Shabbos, even though you're the honest guy and you heat it up before Shabbos, but not everyone's going to be so honest and they're going to heat it up on Shabbos and claim that we heat up before Shabbos. So he says it's only gzeira, so that's more kal. That's more kal, and therefore it's mutter b'mokum tzar.
Shochanah didn't say gufa, it just said lirchot tzar. It could have meant lirchot yadayim b'raglayim.
Lirchot b'mokum tzar. In other words, you're saying, who says it means kol gufo?
Right.
That's an excellent point. Rav Michael is making an excellent point. He says, so as Rabbi Kivege is bringing a raya from this din in Shulchan Aruch, lirchot b'mokum tzar, that the whole gzeira is mutter b'mokum tzar, who says? Maybe the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about to be rochitz part of your body. Which is not part of the Xeris Balonim. And therefore the Chiddush is that you need to keep the water to be carried to you in the Chatzir, because there's no Erev Chatzeris, so that's a Drabban, and you get a Goy, it's a Drabban. But in other words, he's making an excellent point. In other words, Rekiv Eger is Medayeg Lirchatz Bola Mitzdar. So you see, Mitzdar is Mutter Berchitza. So Ramaygal says, no, because the Isser is only Chol Gufo. So maybe this Lirchatz Bola Mitzdar is not talking about Chol Gufo. And therefore, there's no riot to Rabbi Kivager. In other words, he's refuting Rabbi Kivager. He's thinks of him with Rabbi Kivager. Okay, we'll see that you'll have someone on your side at the end also. Lachor is right. In other words, it's not muchrach. In other words, if you learn Lirchotz Bo Amstar means Lirchotz Kol Gufo, then Rabbi Kivager is right. But if you say Yopshat, then there's no hechrach to Rabbi Kivager. Okay, good. So it seems that the Farfans point out that the Mogen Avram krigs with Rabbi Kivager. There's a Mogen Avram on page 5. Says like this: Mutol lachamim biyontiv ma'im lirchot yadav avol kol gufo, fil ein roch zu bavasachas. right? In other words, on Yontif, let's talk about Yontif now. So Yontif, are you allowed to heat up water, right? On Shabbos, you can't heat up water, that's Bishul. But on Yontif, so Bishul's mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you could heat up water on Yontif to wash your hands, but not kol gufo. That's because that's what the value said. That that the Rishonim said that what? That washing your whole body is not Dover Hashava L'chol Nefesh. Because Machazal wasn't considered Dover Hashava L'chol Nefesh. Because it wasn't something that people normally did. So on Yontif, the only malacha you're allowed to do on Yontif is something that basically everyone does. So that's why you can't re-ruch it. So that's why there's a discussion, Bizman Hazeh, about taking showers on Yontif, because maybe to Bizman Hazeh it's considered a Dover Shavu L'chol Nefesh. And so some hold that it should be okay to take a shower on Yontif. Because Bizman Chazal wasn't considered a Dover Shavu L'chol Nefesh, but maybe today it is. But then the Shulchan Aruch says, "Aval ma'im shehuchmu be'erev Yontif." So in other words, there's a big machlokas Rishonim, is the isser of heating on erev Yontif. Like just like there's a din of even ma'im shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos, you can't use on Shabbos gezeres hamalonim. Do we say that in Yontif as well? Is a gezer Yontif after Shabbos? So he says, "Ma'im shehuchmu be'erev Yontif is mutter." As long as you're not in the merchatz, and the Ramah says yesh osurim b'chol inyan. So says the Magen Avraham Zayin yesh osurim nearly dilidu osur lurchatz tinok. Came in the sphere of the yontif Shabbos shavin hein, v'Shabbos pashut osur lurchatz tinok el tzarch mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says that you can't be roche to tinok on Shabbos, even with Mayim Shehuchmu Be'er of Shabbos. So they point out, as we'll see, if Harford told this point out, so you see the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Because if Mitztayer is Mutter, so then a Tinok should also be Mutter. But Magen Avraham says no. The Magen Avraham says that you can't give a child a bath on Yontif. The only thing on Shabbos, the only thing is mutter is if you need it for a tzarech mila. So it comes out that the Magen Avraham disagrees, as I think Rav Harfens points out, that the Magen Avraham disagrees with Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says it's not true that a mitzvah is potter because it's gzeiras chazal. So who says? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger says this massive chiddush that Rabbi Akiva Eiger says the massive chiddush that the whole gzeres chazal doesn't apply by makom tzar. That is his massive chiddush. So Michael here and Rabbi Magen Avraham argue with Rabbi Akiva Eiger and says, who says, it's Gzeres Chazal, so just because you're Mitztayer, the whole Gzeres Chazal doesn't apply. So he disagrees and says that there's an Isser, even B'Mokhav Tzar. If you're a Chayla, that's a different thing. If you're a Chayla, that's a different thing. Take a look for us. Then let me show you, there's another Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Put it in here. Second. There's another Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Yeah, take a look. Take a look on page 2. Back on page 2. Page 2. So we did the first Rabbi Akiva Eiger. That Mitztayer is Mutter. Right? There's no gzera by Mitztayer. But he says, So he says that what happens if you have water that's heated up by itself, you don't do anything. Like you have in page 1, Sif Gimel. Amas Hamayim. She. Chama. Also, Lamshin Chasoch Avil Merv Shabbos Silon Shaltsoni. But say you have water, cold water getting. Going into the hot water. So it's getting heated up on Shabbos by itself. You're not doing anything on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kivega says that the whole gezeirah doesn't apply. In other words, he says like this. In other words, we paskin that even chacham shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos, but something that's huchmu me'elov, that's even better. Something that's huchmu me'elov. So say for example, take an example that Rabbi Harfinus has here in his piece on page 21. Look on page 21. Arthritis. Something like arthritis. Blaz. Imuter lo lirchotz b'chamin. So could you be rochitz b'chamin on Shabbos? So it says muter b'chamin shehuchmu be'erev Shabbos or huchmu b'Shabbos be'elem oven automatic. Whereas if the water that you have was huchmu me'erev Shabbos or it was huchmu by itself. So then it says, he quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, Hevi B'tshuva Zivra Yosef. Look at the next page, 2022.
He forgot a race in arthritis.
Yeah.
Arthritis.
Yeah.
Arthritis.
Yeah. Okay, that's the Yiddish, yeah. Shabbat star mutter lirchot b'shabbos b'chamin v'hetiku stom l'alocha mishna bro. And he says, the Radach disagrees. So he says that not everyone agrees to that. According to Rabbi Kivega, it should be okay. Because he's a mitzvah. But not everyone agrees to that heter. The Magen Avraham disagrees, as he writes on the top here. That you can only do it with a goy or something like that. So it comes out. Oh, so let me show you now another halacha. There is a din in the Rambam here, page 12, take a look. Page 12. Hatinokos, this is Hilchos Yom Kippur. It says, Hatinokos avobishahim utarim bachidu v'shtir v'chitzu v'sicha monim osum minil v'nala. Because tinokos on Yom Kippur, they can eat, they can drink, rechitza, but they don't put on shoes. You know, we put oh, so let's look in the Ran on page 13. It says Tana Rabbanan, Hatinokos mutarim b'chulam, mukach b'gemar shemutarim gedolim lachilim lashkosim larchitzim. Whereas there was normally we have a concept that you're not allowed to feed something usur to your child. Right? You can't feed macholos asurus. But he says that this is their nourishment. In other words, so you can even feed them in Yom Kippur. That's called hainu hani rivisayu. This is their way of growth. This is their normal way of growth. Hainu rivisayu. So the din of hani rivisayu permits to even feed on Yom Kippur. And that's part of the Tinoch's growth, or his normal living, is to be bathed. So therefore, that's called Hanu Revisayim. So that's what Poskim say. Here, take a look at page 19. Rav Harford says, "Ma lurchatz katan b'Shabbos?" Right? Because can you give him a bath on Shabbos if you have water? How do you get the water? It's not so simple. You got to get the hot water from before Shabbos. Please, you have water in an urn, and then you'll fill up the bathtub with the water in the urn, let it cool off. You know, but it'll still be hot water. So. So he says, "Mutter nochot lo l'sorach revisayu." Based on Rabbi Kiveger, Rabbi Kiveger says mitzdar is mutter, so that a cotton is also included in that. And even though Rabbi Kiveger, the Mogen Avraham disagrees. But he says that that if he says, and he quotes the Rav Ozner, that if you normally give him a bath every day, so this is Revisayu. So then there's what to say that you could even give it on Shabbos, provided that the water was heated from before Shabbos, which is so it comes out. You have a fundamental machlokes between Rabbi Kiveger and the Magen Avraham. Now, what's the din of, in other words, of rechitza for a cotton on Shabbos? Is a parent allowed to be rochitz a cotton on Shabbos? Is that nichlal in? So Rabbi Kiveger says any mitzvah already is mutter, and because it's only gzeira, and the gzeira is more kal. And the Magen Avraham says no, you only can be rochets if he's a chole or a mokum mitzvah. In other words, they used to bathe the child before the bris and after the bris. So there was a mokum mitzvah. So therefore it was mutter. But if it wouldn't be a mokum mitzvah, just be tzar, then the Magen Avraham says it's aser. Only if you do it with a, you get a goy to do it. But for Yisrael to do it, that's a violation of an issa d'rabbanan, of being rochets chol gufo. So not everyone, and then there's this another cool of Revisayu. The simple pshat of Revisayu is only said if something you're giving him is not, and this is what the most poskim hold. If you're giving him something that is not intrinsically usur. In other words, Yom Kippur is only one day. The rest of the year, it's not usur, the food. So Yom Kippur is an Issa Gavra, that particular day. But if to give him trey food, Macholos Asuros, even for if it's no, we're not talking about Pikuach Nefesh. Say it's better for him. It's better for him the trey formula. There's a whole discussion that certain formulas have treif in them, but they're better for. Maybe better than the others for some kids. So So most poskim say that that's prohibited, because even though you could say it's revisayu, it's good for his growth, it's good for his. But hani revisayu, many poskim say only if the thing itself is not intrinsically osur, like eating a yom kippur is not intrinsically osur, because normally it's kosher food. So that's so. Therefore, the keter of hani revisayu is about something. Post can point out that is not intrinsically treif. Like washing is normally, it's good to wash, just you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So then you have the heter of Heine Revisai.
What about a piece of cheese after you've had?
Yeah, so that's also not Macholas Asuras. In other words, you want the kid wants has to have milchix after, before the 6 hours. So that's not treif. That's just the harkoka that we make. So that's not osir be'etzem.
What about cheese and meat together or something like that?
If it's
Rabbanan, it's still.
If
usher?
It's so that's different. In other words, waiting 6 hours is one thing, but if you have Basar b'cholov, even though it's basar b'cholov midrabanan, that's still, then it becomes like treif. That's treif. And then you should, then you don't say hainu revisai, according to most poskim. There is a Gemara in Ksubas here, page 9. Take a look. Let's see this halacha. Tanya Rabbi Marinus Omer Goneach Yonek Cholov B'Shabbos. Say a person is in pain, so he's sighing, he goneach, he's krechsing, he's krechsing. So he needs milk. He needs milk. So, you know, today we have a fridge, you open up the fridge, you get your milk. But they didn't necessarily always have, they didn't have a fridge, they didn't have milk. And they always milked the, so to milk a cow on Shabbos is an Issa D'Raisa. They had to milk a cow on Shabbos. An Issa D'Raisa, it's a mephoric. So if it would be a pikuach nefesh, that the guy's going to die, so then he can violate an Issa D'Raisa. But here, it's not. So how does he, so in other words, if he'll drink the milk, that will be helpful for his pain. He's in a lot of pain, and he needs the milk. So what does he do? What does he do? So I guess if there would be a goy around, he can get a goy to do it, but there's no goy around. So, and he needs the milk. So the Gemara says, you know what he does? He sucks the milk with his mouth. From the cow, directly with his mouth, because that's a shinui. So b'meila, that's a shinui. So b'meila, that's what he says. Goneach, somebody who's krachsing, yonik cholov b'shabbos. He sucks the milk directly on Shabbos. So this way, it's not an issur d'oraisa anymore. It's only an issur d'rabbanan. So my time, a yonek, when you suck, mefarik kalachar yad. That's doing the malacha of mefarik, but kalachar yad, with a shinoi.
Why not just milk it kalachar yad?
V'makom tsar lo goz rabbanim. It's not so easy to milk kalachar yad. How you get a milk kalachar yad? It's not so easy.
You have to squeeze, though.
To squeeze kalachar yad is not so easy. right? It's not so easy to find a Hechi Timtza that you could. The Dinochanami, if you would be able to squeeze with a cup, but it's not so easy to. So basically, he puts his mouth to the udder, and he.
It's Mias, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. So, but what do you see over here? Arya, maybe you see, do you see like Rabbi Kivega? Because what is Rabbi Kivega's yisod? That certain things, b'makom tsar, lo gozer rabbonin. So here is makom tsar, so we permit a derabbonin. Makom tsar. So those that disagree with Rabbi Kivega and say no, so how are they going to learn pshat in this Gemara? Oh, so if you look in the Radach, the Shut Radach, Rabbi David HaKor, take a look. So he says,
why can't they just say, why is it a
kashmir?
Is it a chola?
No, it's not a chola.
How do we know it's not a
chola?
It's not a
chola. What is it? I mean, you could say it's a chola, right?
Seems like an easy answer.
That would be the easy answer, that it's talking about a chola. Yeah, let's see what he says here. The Radach on page 16 in the second arrow. This is V'derch Agav. You see where it's on page 16?
Yeah.
Second arrow to the right. V'derch Agav. Omer, the lo yiksha kush has arrived at Ala Ravzal. Tamasha hitiru b'mitzta'er shvus al yidei Yisrael heinu hecha d'b'shas hakiris ha'gzeire mekabal ha'mitzta'er hano kahi d'goneach. He says like this. You see, over there he's a mitzta'er, so he's violating the Rabbanim. But the second he's violating the Rabbanon, he's the Peshas the Aveira, because he's milking, right? That's the Aveira. At that time, he's pacifying his tsar. So the Sorech of the Heter and the Isser are coming at the same time. But I say I need hot water, I need you to carry hot water because somebody's bitsar. And I need you to carry, and there's no Erev Chatzeros. So there, the carrying is taking place now, and the application of the hot water is later. So then, he says, the Rishonim say, that then you don't have a Heter. Then you need a Goy to do it. Then you need a Goy to do it. And that's what the Rambam says, you have to get a Goy to carry it. See, so Rabbi Kivager is saying, well, you have a tsar, you could be matir certain things. So his big yisod is like this. If you only be mokum tsar, then you could be matir a drabonon if at the time you're violating the drabonon, you're pacifying the tsar. So it's coming b'vasachas, then the tsorech is doicha the iser. But say I need water to be brought through from one apartment to the other, because I need to apply the water to alleviate the tsar. So then the carrying is going to be taking place first, and then the application is after. So then, he says, the Rambam holds that we don't just say tsar is mutter, and then you need a guy to do it. In other words, because you don't say, look, in other words, can I carry the water from one apartment to the other because I need it to my baby's bitzar, so I need to carry the water. So he says no, you need a guy to do that. Oh, why can't Yisrael do it? If Yisrael does it, only it's only a derabbanan. So why don't we say b'makom tzar lo gozer rabbanan? Maybe Rabbi Kivegi would say in the Hanami. Maybe Rabbi Kivegi, but others, Rabbi Michael here and the Magen Avraham, say no. So what's the chiluk? So he says the chiluk. But we have a Mefarish Gemara. Mefarish Gemara that you can suck. That if you're not, if you're in pain, not necessarily choila, but you're in pain, and you could suck the udder because it's a shinoi. And the shinoi is a drabon. And now you do it, the Jew is doing it himself. Right? He doesn't say he has to get a goy. The Jew is doing it himself. So that's the answer he gives. That there's a difference between if at the time of the Akiras HaGzeira is Mekabel HaBetzar Hanah. So then the fact that he needs to get Hanah, so he shouldn't be Mitztair, is Doicha the Issed Rabbanim. Because he's in pain, so he needs to have the milk. If he's going to suppress the milk, he's going to violate a Doraisa. There's no heter for that. The only heter is if he's about to die. Then he could do that. It comes up with nursing mothers. It comes up all the time. They ask whether they're, could feed. So if the baby is doing it himself, nursing, then that's fine. But to take milk out on Shabbos and to put it away, that's an Issa D'Oraisa. And you're not allowed to do that unless there's a Malkum Pikuach Nefesh. So you can do it and throw out the milk if she's feeling pain, so he needs to. And we discussed from the body, from Harfner's point out, you can do it Bederek Grumma. If you fasten the pump to the body and put it on a Shabbos clock so it doesn't happen right away, so then it's happening Alach Hazman. So then, b'mokum tzorach, as Rabbi Harfner has pointed out, or Rabbi Gutman pointed out, then that milk you could use to drink for the kid. Yeah, Chazanish is very famous. Right, Chazanish had this whole thing about how to milk the cows in the kibbutzim. Yeah. And that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is, take a look in the Rambam. On page 10. He says, "Kate halachi yud. Kate, Omer Yisrael lenochri b'shabbos laolus leilan. You tell a guy to go up on the tree to bring the." He says, "Mavi lo shofar." Page 10, halachi yud. Osakin lemila. Or mevi lo mechatzel hashem any of my name. Ma'im chamil lachachiz v'kot nu mitzdayer. Lachachiz v'kot nu mitzdayer. So the Rambam writes beferish that you could carry water from one chatzah to another chatzah without an erev chatzeres, b'mokum tzar. But he says only by a guy, only if you get a guy to do it. So why only a guy? That's the Ravid's kasha. The Ravid has the kasha in the Rambam that, quoted in the Magad Mishnah, that I thought, don't we see from that Gemara that a goneach could do it himself because he's doing it the Rabbanan. Yeah, look at Magid Mishnah, page 10. Masogas Amar Avram. Me'am mitzvah choli umatzvah osar regonech yonik chalom b'shabbos. So the Radach answers that's the chiluk. So the Rambam is clearly saying differently that tzar is not a kula, like you wanted to say. Tzar is not just a kula to do the rabbanim's b'makom tzar. Because you see that if you're in mitzar and you need water, so you have to get, and it's a mokum that they didn't make an Erev Chatzeres, so then you get a goy to bring it, because then it's a shvus to shvus, the mokum tzar. But according to others, like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, maybe Mokum Tsar would be Mater, the whole Gzeira, maybe by Gzeira. So the Rambam seemingly says Tsar is not going to do it. But Tsar is Goneach, but Goneach is also Tsar. So this is, so it comes out, you have a fundamental machloikas, a discussion here. The Chazal made an iser, the Rabbanan, that you can't wash your whole body with chamin. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mater, but mokum tsar, and for a cotton, mokum tsar. And others disagree and says, no, Mokum Tsar is not a heter. You need to get a guy to do it. Then it'll be a shvus to shvus. Because the whole washing is a drabbanon, and a guy does it is drabbanon. That's what the Rambam holds, the Mogen Avraham holds. And then we have this other heter of Rivisayu. It's a normal way of growth. That's part of his normal way of routines, and so then maybe that's a heter on Yom Kippur, and then maybe if Harfer is pointed out that could be a heter on Shabbos. The kid needs to bathe every day, so then he could bathe on Shabbos also, provided that you don't violate other malachas, and provided, but you have to use hot water from before. But if you can have hot water from before, so then. So that's what the Rabbi Akiva Eiger held. It's a Mokum Tsar, Mokum Cotton. And others disagree. And others say that that maybe only Rav Yisayu is a heter. That's what Mogen Avraham says. Mogen Avraham says the only heter to wash a tinuk the Shabbos is if he's going for a bris milah. If he's not going for a bris milah, then there's no heter.
What does he do in the Gemara?
In what?
Yeah,
so he says for arthritis, he says is mutter, if it's kamin shehuchmu, and for the child, he says it's mutter if it's need for his normal routine. That's what he says here of Ben Tzion Abba Shaul. He writes here, remember, Tzion Abba Shaul, page 18, Oral Tzion. For me, Mutar Lirchot's Tinok B'mayim Cham B'Shabbos, Tinok Shein Hislach Lech Vatzarach L'Rachotzo. Say, the kid got dirty. He fell in the mud, right? On Shabbos. So he says you could wash him off in hot water. Now he's talking about, by Dud Shevet, that's a whole discussion. But we don't have, we can't chuchmu b'shabbos. That's not the way. So that'll be a shayla of.
We have a chazaka that anything that's in the boiler on Shabbos.
Let's say however chitzah she'ein lahaser alichlo ein lahater latiach shiragilah chutz. But in other words, so if it's lahaser alichloch, then it's mutter. But if it's not lahaser alichloch, so then if he takes a bath every day, so then he could take it on Shabbos also. As long as you're not heating up the water on Shabbos. As long as it's from before Shabbos. My Shulchan Be'er of Shabbos. That would be again. Okay, so that's this discussion. Okay. So Bez Hashem, the next 2 weeks, the Shiurim will be on Inyane Fishabak. But then we'll see where to go from there. But, okay. Go ahead.